Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Confession. I just love stuff like this. And as the holiday season approaches, this is a good time to revisit our gift-giving strategy. So for this discussion, let's assume that you've decided to send gifts to potential clients and influencers. Whatever you do, don't just send that book you recently wrote. And no, autographing it doesn't work either. And here are two reasons why. First up, execs are deluged with books, to the point that it is no longer a gift, but another thing to put in their bookcase. It's not personal to them, so there's no incentive to read it. At best, you can expect a reaction like, "Wow, that looks interesting. Someday I'll get to this after the holidays," or whenever you send it. Second, and this is more subtle, the gift feels self-serving, as if there's an expectation that the exec will read the book and you can discuss it later and brainstorm how y'all are going to work together. This right here is why I cringe when I see other sales advisors suggesting a follow-up. Okay, so if books are out, what do you give instead? Pizza! No, seriously, anything that can be consumed immediately or can be displayed prominently, like flowers or a small piece of art or a gift basket. You know, I still have a cool sculpture in my office as a thank you gift 15 years ago. You know, something that is meaningful to that person, which you can easily find out what's meaningful to them on platforms such as LinkedIn. You know, everyone's got a hobby or interest. Whatever is about them and not about you will be far more effective as an introduction. The key word, thoughtful. So I hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.